find a melody you want to harmonize, man. Just take a melody of some, that's in a song. Let's take part of a Christmas song. All right. It's part of some Christmas tune that you want to get. Okay, so one day you sit down, you start with the fifth of bass. We'll go chromatic. Now this is going to be a little weird. Didn't work out so great. I saw it coming. I would have adjusted.
Were you adhering to the progression of the song at all?
No. See, there is no progression when you do this.
So normally the song is...
Understand. When you do this, the progression is what you're making happen then. This is real reharmonization. Where you throw the changes out and you use the bass. Okay. Try to be reasonably sensible. Now here's where I would bail out because I saw that you know, train wreck coming up here. It was just getting too small, number one, and the harmony wasn't great. Let's start on a different, that's starting here. Let's start on, say, the flat five in the bass. I bailed out.
No, I guess it's just your taste of when you should go back to the points of the key in the song. So
that's the beautiful thing, man. You occasionally can reference into the stock ones, and then it's like it gives it stability.
If the chromatic line happens to be going to a destination,
well, that's nice too. Yeah,
you know, just coincidentally, then you'd probably opt for hitting the diatonic chord of the progression.
It's remarkable. It shouldn't be working so well. Now we got a little problem here. This interval's coming. So when that happens, what you can do is like. Make it a Phrygian thing. He says, yeah, man, they have pinatas at Christmas time. We can get Spanish. anyway, it's this melody. Now I'll start with E in the bass. Here's the outer voices. I mean, some of that could work. This is going to be a problem. This next interval is... This one. You just got to be ready for it because it comes up and it's a large stretch.
Yeah.
It ends up right up a five.
That's not a tonal.
Yeah, what I did is I moved an inner voice for contrast.
As holding down. And you held down the pedal tone, the C stayed.
It is a great song, man. But see, no, I mean, I started the bass line from four different places, chromatically ascending, and each one was at least interesting.
And we could have done a descending too. Obviously.
Yeah, it could have started in theory, at least from any place. A different one. Let's go. Oh, see, I started semi-chromatic while I'm hearing that line. Let's go chromatic. Okay, now this is a little problem because it's an octave. Octaves are small octaves are a little problem sometimes. And then you can't get the richest harmony. Worked out. I'm hearing the inner. See, sometimes the inner parts will take over. I'm hearing, you know, a real prominent line will start in the middle. So that was. Damn, Ted.
Sounds like Bach there for a second.
Say that again.
Sounds like Bach for a second. Every once in a while.
Yeah, in two voices it can.
I guess it's just the voices going kind of, you know.
Starting out from flat seven. This is a problem interval in this key, in this position. It sounds like we've switched keys. This sounds like G major 7 in the key of C, which is... It actually sounds like we went to the key of 5 suddenly, so... I'll do that again. Let's see. No, that's not correct. I would bypass it. This is where I'd go semi-chromatic, and I would just, I wouldn't do that.
Do you ever use free leading sort of things? I mean, wouldn't you do that?
Free leading? You mean just any old bass line?
No. Just in your melody, just hit the melody just by itself with no harmony.
Oh, I see what you mean. And bring the bass back. Right. Yeah, you could definitely do that.
I mean, that sounds like. That was an arranging trick, and a lot of times when you're trying to harmonize a section, it's like you don't have to harmonize every note because, especially if there's a band going against them.
I'll put this way: I like that idea as a last resort. My basic thing is to at least have some harmonic thing I can use to get out of it in case I don't want to stop the motion.
In an arranging thing, also there's a band playing rhythm and chords behind it. So
this is a great song to work out jazz piano voicings for comping. You know, yeah. Let me just try to hear it as a jazz piano.
Yes.
Then it's. That's what I'm doing. You might try and mess with that thing, because that is such a great song.
I have the music for that. I should check it out. So, give me my homework.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know about these, because I've been practicing these things and they sound really neat.
Well, good.
I like the symmetrical thing here. The stuff when you're going like this, you start with two, then add on another one. That looks symmetrical on the
piano. Yeah, sometimes that's a gas. I agree. Are we going to see each other in the new year or in December? What's good for you, Mark?
Well, let's see what next week. Well, no, Christmas is the week following, so I don't know what's going to be happening.
How about January?
No, I don't want to wait that long. Well, what are you going to give me for homework?
You'll see. It's not too tough. This is three pages of jazz turnarounds, many of which are virtually identical with one detail change. You'll eat it up pretty fast. Just memorize your favorites for the long term. Go through it all, and just under your fingers next time, I want you to have a few of your favorites that I could ask you to do in any key, okay?
Oh.
A few, just a few.
Oh, okay.
There's six per page, I think, eight per page at the most.
So you can grab a couple that are on each page?
They're so
really
similar,
good.
You'll say, oh God, I see what this is. This isn't hard. I mean, but you have to get into it before, then suddenly it'll be, I see, this isn't that much.
Okay. How about
it just
week?
Looks like a lot. But say that again?
How about next week?
Next week? Wow. I'm supposed to come back soon.